SBS
Radio.
Joining us is Gary Newton, who is leading Gary's Polio Project to India, and will be India bound very shortly. Gary, welcome to SBS Radio.
Hi, Manpreet. Thank you.
Now, I know you've been planning this for many, many months, and in fact, you held quite a few fundraisers as well. First of all, tell us, how much money were you able to raise for this project?
Well, you're correct. We have been planning this for a very long time, and we've been busy, which is great. We've been able to get together with a number of people and raise over $64,000 in the time that we spent putting this all together. So we're very excited about that.
$64,000 is a very large amount of money. What exactly is going to be done with that?
Okay, well, almost half of that has already gone to Polio Australia to help them with their support of polio survivors through the creation of healthcare professional workshops. So right throughout Australia over the next 12 months or more, in fact, over the next 3 years, they will be running health education workshops for providers, medical people such as doctors and OTs and physiotherapists and nurses, to learn more about polio. Because right now in Australia, because we haven't seen any new cases for such a very long time, it's not something that's taught in medical schools. So it's pretty much considered, I guess, here, certainly here in Australia, to be an ancient disease. But as we both know, it's still very much prevalent in the world in small pockets around Afghanistan, Pakistan, Nigeria, and we need to be vigilant and make sure that we can eradicate it completely from the world.
And with so much movement of people across the nations in these days, you don't know how something like polio can even travel further beyond those boundaries that you just mentioned. Now, I know your deep interest in polio purely because you yourself are a survivor. You have a disability because of polio. But why are you specifically going to India?
Well, we got an invitation a couple of years ago now, as it were, from a World Health Organization and Rotary worker, Jenny Horton, who's a nurse working in Nigeria. And she simply said, have you ever thought about going to India to help out with the National Immunization Days? So we got together with a group of people from Geelong Polio Support Group, who are also polio survivors, and said, what about we do something collectively to try and help keep India polio-free, because obviously there's a huge number of people, newborns each year, and a massive number of kids under five that need to be vaccinated each year to help keep India polio-free. And we thought maybe too we could go and support polio survivors there and ultimately, of course, wipe out this devastating disease forever.
Can you just give us a picture about what is the status of polio in India? Hasn't it been eradicated? Are there still any new cases? What do you understand of it?
India was declared polio-free by the World Health Organization in 2011. And they haven't seen a case of polio now for, 7 years. So we know that there are no new cases of wild polio virus in India, which is wonderful. But India, of course, is still at risk. They have the highest number of unvaccinated children in the world. One in five deaths of children under five in the world happen in India. And more than half of these deaths are due to vaccine-preventable and treatable infections. So, and of course, the other aspect, which is not to be forgotten, is that there are only three places in the world where polio hasn't been vanquished yet, and one of those is right next door to India, Pakistan. Now, Pakistan are working very hard, very, very hard. But there was a thing came out only today that I read from a science magazine that suggested even though the number of cases in Pakistan of polio is not rising, the amount of polio virus that they are discovering in sewage, in open drains in Pakistan, is increasing. And they're quite bamboozled as to what is actually happening in Pakistan as far as polio is concerned. So it's vital, obviously, to protect India, to continue to keep up the great work that many, many thousands, millions of health workers have done now for such a long period of time. And, the World Health Organization, Rotary and its partners, are aiming high. They're aiming to immunize 90% of India's 26 million children born each year. And so we're just going along. I mean, obviously, we're just a small group of polio survivors with the motive of trying to help. We won't be able to do a massive amount, but hopefully we can raise awareness and people will understand and see that we care.
So this is going to be a 10-day stay in India. Who exactly is going? What exactly will you do?
Yeah, okay. So we head off Monday morning, actually, the 22nd of January, and we will go to Delhi for a night. And the next afternoon, we're going down to Vizag. There's myself, Jennifer Merritt, Jan McDonald and Dallas Dalton, and my wife, Annie, who's also my carer. We will be visiting the Global Aid India Foundation, which is a group of people who are helping Indian polio survivors, run by a polio survivor. And from there, we go back to Delhi. We will be in Delhi, I think, for three nights. We hope we will be visiting the polio ward, the only designated polio ward at St. Stephen's Hospital in Delhi. There are a couple of rotary functions that we've been asked to attend. And then, of course, Sunday is the National Immunisation Day. So it's going to be a busy time, and it's really exciting, and they're really looking forward to it. And starting to really get grasp of the fact that we're now a very short time away from actually heading off to India to help keep India polio free and support survivors.
To the best of your knowledge, is this the first time that an Australian polio survivors group is actually visiting India?
Yeah, I think so. I really think it is. I've spoken to a number of people, polio survivors, friends, et cetera, that I know. And in my work, my volunteer work with Polio Australia as a board member, I haven't come across anyone.
And will you be actually administering these polio drops as they do in India?
Well, yes. I think that's a particularly interesting thing for us. We will understand. We're actually meeting up with Rotarian Dr. Nishal Pandey in Delhi, and we'll be part of his group on Sunday the 28th for the NID. And yes, we will be helping to physically administer the polio drops to children under five. So we're very happy about that because, of course, there's a very personal benefit in knowing that you've helped prevent a child from this disease. One, of course, sadly, our parents and health professionals weren't able to protect us from back when we were kids. And that's simply, of course, because there wasn't a vaccine available. So, it'll be an honour to be there. And, of course, we also want to pay a tribute to our parents who gave so much to us, their polio-stricken kids. I know our parents would have done anything to try and prevent us getting the disease. And we're just paying it forward. That's what we hope to be able to do to the kids of India.
And would there be a specific message you would have to parents who perhaps, for lack of information, still have misgivings about vaccines and any kind of immunisation? What would your specific message be?
Well, I guess my specific message in regards to that is we've got a number of wonderful health professionals here in Australia and of course in India as well. These are trained medical specialists and scientists who have looked over many years at the benefits of vaccines. And so my message would be, if you are confused about the value of vaccinating your children, please don't rely on Dr. Google, because there is a lot of misrepresentation and misinformation out there that it is easy for people who are in doubt to grasp. And I think that at the end of the day, you have to understand that you are making a vital decision on your child's health, and that this is something that you may live to regret if you don't make the right choice. If you are in doubt, talk to a medical professional. Don't rely on something on the internet that may or may not be factual. And no one is suggesting that there isn't some slight risk generally with vaccines. But in the main, the risks associated are very, very small, and the benefits that they provide are massive.
SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਦੀ ਪੇਸ਼ਕਾਰੀ ਸੁਣਨ ਲਈ ਬਹੁਤ-ਬਹੁਤ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਸੋਮਵਾਰ ਤੋਂ ਸ਼ੁੱਕਰਵਾਰ ਰੋਜ਼ਾਨਾ ਰਾਤੀ 9 ਵਜੇ ਤੋਂ 10 ਵਜੇ ਤੱਕ ਲਾਈਵ ਸੁਣ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਸਹੂਲਤ ਅਨੁਸਾਰ ਸਾਡਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਜਾਂ ਪੋਡਕਾਸਟ ਸਾਡੀ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ ਦੁਆਰਾ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ SBS ਰੇਡੀਓ ਐਪ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਸੁਣ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਹੋਰ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਲਈ www.sbs.com.au/punjabi ਤੇ ਜਾਓ।